It's Ben and Kelly today on the podcast. There was drama with a capital D, and it all involved Tom and his work wife, Claire, and his girlfriend, Mia.
Yeah, when you get a message that I heard my name on the radio and thought I would chime in, we're all like, what?
Yes, that happened.
Plus, one of the worst setting the bars ever.
Yeah, it's bad. You laugh, you lose. Stupid facts of the day and so much more.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Finally starting to see some celebrities announced for the Derby, coming in for the Derby. Churchill Downs made some announcements. Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Grace Potter going to be performing the national anthem. That'll be around 5. Of course, as you know, the Derby itself doesn't actually even run until probably 6:45. So
I've always wondered why they do that.
Why they have like the national anthem so much
early. Yeah.
Earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there is a whole lot of pomp and circumstance surrounding the race.
There's pomp and there's circumstance.
There is both. And then Simone Biles, the Olympic champion, is going to give the riders up announcement there.
That's fun.
Yeah, in the paddock. So she's pretty cool. I know, like, I'll be interested to see if she does any sort of little flip before she does riders up, because
I would think no, she's probably going to be wearing like derby stuff, like a derby dress, yeah. Maybe a hat. Probably not flipping a flipping outfit.
I mean, you may be right. Yeah.
May be right.
Well, you know, I mean, when she threw out the first pitch for a World Series,
different outfit.
Okay.
And also an athletic thing she was doing. That made sense. Different kind of athletic with the pomp and the circumstance.
Yeah, no. I get it. Also, there are some of those parties that are, you know, announced. Of course, Shaboozy, he has already been announced playing Paris Town Hall Derby Eve. Unbridled Eve now has started announcing their celebrities, including Bon Jovi guitarist Richie Sambora.
Like he does every year.
Yeah.
I feel like he's been here every year.
I know, right?
He's like your Joey Fatones. Like, we can always kind of rely on them.
Right. The J.D. Shelburns, the Crashers. Yes. Rapper Young Gravy.
Interesting.
Right?
Interesting.
Which, by the way, if you're an older cougar, saddle up and get ready. Because Young Gravy has already said that he loves the Cougars.
Oh, great. Well, that's fun.
So, Kelly, if it were a different world and you were in your situation now, and but looking, you know, you had a wandering eye, Young Gravy is here for you.
Thanks for the option.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
So a lot of those have been announced there on.
Okay. I'm sure there's going to be more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there always is. They always roll in more, especially
get the regulars out
in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it was kind of cool that, you know, Simone Biles is going to be here with the whole Riders Up. I think that'll be nice. By the way, for Oaks, The Voice Season 23 winner Gina Miles will do the national anthem. And All-American National Champion gymnast Olivia Dunn will do the Riders Up for Oaks.
Okay.
All right.
Well, they're going to have some security for her. She attracts a crowd everywhere she goes.
Yeah, well.
Very popular on the social media.
For sure. So there you go. It's 99.7 DJX. And today on the show, got a lot of stuff, including phone taps this hour. A setting the bar story where literally it says what it's going to do to you in the title of the candy.
Oh.
And it's a setting the bar story. So
got it.
Remember that. Mm. Got a feel good story coming up next, though.
A 2-year-old boy went missing and a dog found him and led him to safety. We're talking missing for 16 hours.
I am just a happy boy and I have done something good.
This is the bestest, goodest boy ever.
I have done something good, haven't I?
The goodest boy ever. Buford.
Buford is his name.
He's a rancher dog.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. All right, cool. So we'll get that story coming up next on 99.7 EJX. Time for a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
I mean, I feel like we've had a lot of these stories lately of toddlers wandering off from their houses. Mm. This happened in Arizona. A 2-year-old went missing Monday night for 16 hours.
Oh, geez.
And a ranch dog is to thank for leading him to safety. So somehow this kid walked 7 miles through a remote area before he was found and led to safety by Buford, the goodest good boy ever.
I did a good thing.
I mean, they launched this massive search on foot, ATV, helicopters. Rancher Scotty Dutton is Buford's human. Megan from the sheriff's office also talked to NBC News about this.
It's in their blood, you know, their guardians and stuff. Way there, I see Buford coming down the deal right there with a little blonde-haired boy with him.
Not only did we search on foot, but also there were some of the razors and 4x4s, as well as we did make use of some of the helicopters to make sure that we were doing everything we could to locate the child.
There was 1,000 ways for that to go really, really bad, and one good way, and luckily it turned out to be the good way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buford found him sleeping under a tree.
He's like, you are not supposed to be here.
You should come with me. How about you come with me, tiny human, and just led him to the ranch, and miraculously, he only had a few scratches on him. He's 2.
Wow.
Walked 7 miles.
Wow. All right.
And, you know, he also said, like, the terrain had a couple of canyons, and just, like, it was really, it's in Arizona, just the whole thing's kind of a miracle.
Right.
So see the entire story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Now time for phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Benny Kelly. My husband has a colonoscopy coming up next week. He's a little nervous about it. I think he'd be a great person to call with a little phone tap, right? LOL.
Yeah, so Robert Hassenpepper needs to call Andre from the health clinic to go over a few things before the appointment. By the way, Robert Hassenpepper, not a real person. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hi, this is Andre.
Andre, hello, Robert Hassenpepper calling from health clinic about your colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah, that's next week, right?
That's right. So this is just a reminder call about a few things. You probably got an email about this, but you'll need to switch to clear liquids and that special drink the day before the procedure.
Right. Really looking forward to that.
Oh, it's not too bad. Then... you'll have your colonoscopy on Wednesday morning. I'm just checking here to make sure the procedure room is reserved.
And check to make sure the doctor knows what they're doing. Right.
Oh, well, actually, there won't be a doctor in your procedure room.
What do you mean? Is this done by someone else?
Well, sort of. We've been experimenting with artificial intelligence and using robots to help with the procedure. You've probably read about things like this.
I guess so. So how does that work?
Well, you probably know that for the colonoscopy, there's a tiny camera on the end of a tube, and usually the tube gets inserted into your backside by the doctor.
Right, I've got that.
Well, then the doctor can go in as far as they need to, you know, to take a look around. Well, here's the thing. With the kind of insurance you have, it's too expensive to have a doctor do your procedure.
What do you mean?
Well, with your lower level of insurance, we're going to first of all have an intern do the initial insertion.
An intern? Do they know what they're even doing?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, how hard can it be, right? They're just sticking it in there, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that needs to be done right.
I'm sure it'll be fine. So then we'll have a robot take over from there. It's all computerized. There's a computer program, you know, that controls the procedure automatically. A little robot arm pushes the tube into you little by little and, you know, hopefully makes all the right twists and turns and gets it through your intestine.
Hopefully. Isn't there a doctor operating this thing? I mean...
Nope. There's no one in the room, just the robot. It's got 2 little arms and they kind of feed the tube into you like... they're unspooling a garden hose, you know what I mean?
Wait, I mean, what if something goes wrong?
Oh, don't worry, Andre. These things they're doing with robots these days are amazing.
So I get the budget automated colonoscopy? No, I'm not going to do this. I'm not having a machine pushing a tube into my keister. I mean,
well, really, it comes down to the insurance that your husband signed you up for. There's not much I can do, but there is good news.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, Hank is listening to this on the radio right now, and he might be able to help you out.
On what radio? What are you talking about?
Andre, it's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay, and you're on 99.7 EJX right now.
What? Come on. Yeah. Are you serious? Really?
Hank put us up to it.
Oh, my God. That's nuts. I cannot believe this.
Hey, Andre, good luck with the procedure next week. I'm sure it'll go fine.
All right. Thank you. Thank you a lot.
And then spooling it like a garden hose.
To be fair, it's less awkward with a computer, right?
maybe, yes.
Speaking of someone who's had several colonoscopies before.
Where do I look? Where do I put my eyes?
Exactly. It's like you have a room full of people and it's like, oh.
You know what? Maybe Robert Haas and Pepper is onto something, right?
Maybe. Sign me up with a computer one.
There you go.
You know the 5-second rule, right?
Sure. You drop a piece of food that under 5 seconds, you can still eat it.
Yeah, you can still eat it. That may not be true, thanks to some dude on TikTok.
5-second rule. How long is too long to eat something off the floor? Nicholas Aker, a microbiologist from right here in Chicago, did his own test and shared it on TikTok.
Yeah, that's from WGN.
According to his test, even 0 seconds is too long.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, he said basically every sample has microbial growth. So anything, no matter what amount of time it's spent on the floor that touches the floor, is going to have bacteria on it. So
it
doesn't
matter if it's chocolate, I'm eating it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that changes my mind. Of course, I'm not the right person to ask about this.
No, you eat trash pizza.
Listen, let's not get into that. If someone just hears that, they're going to think differently of me.
Trash pizza.
To be fair, the pizza was still in the box.
In the trash.
The box had been set on top of the trash.
Still trash pizza.
Okay. I once saw my daughter who had just gotten an ice cream cone.
Oh, no.
And it was one of those things. We might have been at Grater's, and she walks out immediately, like, takes a lick, and the thing just, the ice cream just falls off
She's
the cone.
Licked it right off the cone?
Yep,
oh, no.
Yep. Falls.
Classic.
Hits the ground, and she looks at it, and I was bracing, and I'm like, oh, man, she's going to start crying, and I have to go in and get her a new ice cream cone or something.
Yeah.
She just picked it up. Looked at it, stuck it back on her cone, and continued on. I'm like,
it's all good.
That is my girl right there.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I feel like when you're a kid, you're invincible. You can handle all the different microbes.
So the things like ice cream and not as solid pieces of food, I think, are probably worse in my mind.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah, she shouldn't have done that. But it's fine because, again, kids are resilient.
But if it's...
They can eat things like dirt and it's fine.
If it's hard food, then I feel like it's better because it's not going to... The dirt is not going to cling to it. The little
Doesn't stick
stuff
to it as
like
well.
That. Right. Yeah. Right, for sure. Anyways.
But it's like ice cream grabs it. Yeah.
So there you go. If you are hoping the 5-second rule were an actual thing, apparently it's not. But...
We'll say duly noted. Thank
again,
you.
Again...
Not changing.
I'm not necessarily changing because, look... I'm as old as I am, and I've done the thing the same way this entire time,
strong
and I'm
like
fine.
Ox.
That's right.
Makes you even just boost your immunity.
That's right.
Boost your immune system.
Sure.
Natural immunity.
Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, probably a good idea to take a candy seriously whose name literally tells you it will injure you. So if you can manage to make it through the day without not taking a candy named Jawbreaker seriously, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
You already know where we're going with this. Her name is Javaria, and she literally broke her jaw in 2 spots.
Oh, my gosh.
After biting into a Jawbreaker candy, here's Inside Edition.
A Jawbreaker actually broke her jaw.
a jawbreaker actually broke her jaw. I mean, that's how you have to deliver that line, right?
Right.
I had 2 fractures. So one was down the side of my face right here, and one was right down the middle of my face right here.
Wow.
No joke. This college student says she chomped down on a giant jawbreaker and, well, it broke her jaw in 2 places. Javaria Wazim ended up in the emergency room.
Yeah, so she had to have her jaw wired shut for 6 weeks.
Oh, that's insane.
Liquid diet, all that, 6 weeks.
Oh, well, and to be fair, like, this is not your average, like, gumball size jawbreaker. She held up, this looks like a little, this looks, it's bigger than a golf ball.
Yeah, it's a big one.
That's a big one.
Yeah, so.
Like, to be fair, why are they making them that big? Like, well, you can't fit that in your mouth.
Well, you're supposed to suck on it.
Yes, but again, you can't even, like, put that comfortably in your mouth. Are you supposed to lick it like an ice cream for a while until it gets small? Like, why are they doing
that? Yeah, see, like, candy that's too much work is not attractive to me.
That is a lot of work.
Yeah,
That's a lot of work. I'm not out because of that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of candy that I got to work hard at.
Yeah,
right?
No.
Right?
1,000%. That is a large, like, okay, I've seen the ones that are about the size of gumballs, right? And you're supposed to suck on those, not supposed to bite those down. That is bigger than, that's a small baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. So no wonder it broke her jaw.
Yes.
And so, setting the bar, please manage to make it through the day or weekend without not taking a candy named Jawbreaker seriously, because literally she is here as proof it will break your jaw.
They were right about that.
Yeah, they were. So does the Jawbreaker candy go, we told you.
Exactly. I think they do. Like, well.
I mean, it literally says it in the name of the candy. So.
Well, you named it that for a reason.
All right. That is your setting the bar story. Earlier this week, the Blue Origin flight took off from Texas, spent 10 minutes in the air, breached the Earth's atmosphere, was in space for just a little bit. It was carrying an all-female crew there. It was met with mixed reviews.
Uh-huh.
There were several people who, celebrities alike, who were like, meh.
Well, they were trying to make it out to be some, you know, history-making thing, and a lot of people were like, no, women have been going to space for a long time.
I was
going to
say, there have been plenty of women who have been going to space, and they're called astronauts.
Right, and they actually explore space, and they do work up there.
And it
takes tourist ride.
Years to prepare for that.
Gail King didn't like people calling it a ride. She did not like that at all. But really, it was a very pricey amusement park ride.
It was like if you or I were going to take a trip to California.
Right.
We are not pilots.
No.
We rode in an airplane.
Right.
So,
yes.
Anyways.
Bless her heart, Gail, though. She's really trying to make it like we did something groundbreaking.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And you know, at the root of it, you're right. It was just an expensive Sunday drive that took, you know, 10 minutes. And it was done.
Yep.
So, remember the fast food chain Wendy's?
I do remember them.
Rolled into the chat. It was a picture that was posted from a Pop Crave account of Katy Perry, and it just said, she's back on Earth. And Wendy's rolled into the chat and said, can we send her back?
Which we all LOL'd about.
We were like, oh my gosh. Yes. I can't believe Wendy's is rolling in here throwing heat like that.
But also then we could believe it, because Wendy's, as their social media has always been real fun.
Yeah.
And spicy.
Kesha even slyly, but not so slyly, posted a picture of her drinking out of a Wendy's cup and smiling.
Of course,
you know, there was the feud between Kesha and Katy Perry that has been long withstanding. But now, apparently, someone in Katy Perry's camp called it disrespectful, inappropriate, a billion-dollar brand using its platform to publicly demean a woman. And so Wendy's was like, okay. It was a joke, but they didn't say that. But they did say, we always bring a little spice to our socials, but yes. Wendy's has a ton of respect for Katy Perry and her out-of-this-world talent.
Sure.
So, by the way, Katy Perry's co-host on, what is it, The View? Not The View. The Voice.
American Idol?
American Idol.
Good Lord. Her fellow
Luke Bryan, yes, yes. Was asked, hey, were you nervous about that at all? Jimmy Kimmel was talking to him.
It wrote me in. Because when you have a friend, I mean, let's face it, it could blow up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So I wanted it to not do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was just hoping it got back safe.
Yeah, sure. Would you have been more nervous if Lionel was in the capsule?
I'm referring to the other judge on American Idol. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or, well, Lionel's lived a full life.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That was the funniest part. He was like, well, Lionel's lived a full life.
Not as tragic.
Oh, shoot. So, anyways, there you are. A little update for you on the Blue Origin space flight.
Oh, I just hope we can keep talking about it. That's what I hope. I hope we can keep talking about it. Let's keep fanning the flames.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is pretty adorable. When 14-year-old Ava met Ben in school,
mm-hmm.
she made a gushing video and a daring prediction. And she said, mark my words, you will play this at our wedding.
Here, play this. Play this at our wedding. This is me at 14 years old on December 8th on a Sunday in 2019. And I'm telling you, I'm a freshman, by the way. And I'm telling you right now that I'm getting married to Ben Otto. Benjamin William Otto. And we're going to play this for my wedding. And I'm going to be like, aha, got it.
Guess what? They were playing that at their wedding 5 years later.
Get out.
Isn't that adorable?
That is cute.
It's so cute. They posted that clip like from their wedding, watching them play this at their wedding on TikTok, and it's gotten over 7 million views.
Oh my goodness.
They are an adorable couple too.
That's just cute.
Really cute. You can see the video at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
Time for some drama, a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Tom, in quotes, says, hey, Ben and Kelly, after listening to you guys for so long, I almost feel obligated to begin by saying that I love your show and listen whenever I can.
I feel obligated.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anyway, thanks, I guess.
This is the more serious part. I need some real talk before I either ruin my relationship or end up resenting my girlfriend.
Mm.
I'm 33. I've been dating my girlfriend, quote, Mia.
Okay.
For almost a year. Things are good. She's kind, driven. I like thinking about a future with her.
Okay, cool.
Recently, though, we've hit a major wall, and her name is, quote, Claire.
Oh.
Quote, Claire is my coworker.
Uh-huh.
We've worked closely together for about 3 years, long before I met Mia. We're on the same team. We have to travel together sometimes. And yeah, we joke around a lot. She's kind of my, quote, work wife.
Okay.
But it's never been anything more than that. No flirting, no late night texting outside of actual work emergencies, no secrets. She's in a relationship too, but my girlfriend Mia hates it.
Okay.
At first, she just rolled her eyes whenever I mentioned Claire. And then mm-hmm. she started making comments like, you smile when you talk about her more than you do with me.
Oh, geez.
Now she straight up calls Claire my, quote, emotional side chick.
Okay.
Now, Mia has been cheated on before. I think twice.
Okay.
So I get that she's sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried reassuring her, even inviting her to meet Claire. She refused.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped going to happy hours as frequently with Claire and the team to show I'm serious, but now Mia wants me to request a transfer to a different department just to, quote, create space.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I feel stuck. I've done nothing wrong, but Mia's making me feel like I have. Am I being insensitive, or is she asking too much?
Okay.
I love Mia, but I also need to keep my career on track, and truthfully, I don't think I should be forced to cut off someone who's done nothing wrong.
Oh, jeez.
So what would you do here?
Wow, that's tough because, like, Mia is, there's something that she sees that is causing the red flag in her mind.
In her mind, but yeah, it doesn't sound
that's what
like
I'm saying, right.
that there's anything to back it up. Like he said, he's not doing any, like, late night texting. He's not doing any inappropriate outside of work communicating with her.
Yeah.
They're, you know, he stopped going to the happy hours with the whole team, not just Mia or Claire. So, you know, I think he's doing everything right. I think Mia's got to get to the point where she understands that her past experiences, she shouldn't be projecting onto Tom.
So how, though, do you start that conversation and get her on board with, hey, this is just a coworker. you don't have anything to worry about. Because if he truly does care about his girlfriend, then he wants to work on it. He can't just be like, that's a you issue, you figure it out. You
gotta- and he understands that. And I think, you know, the fact that he has tried to introduce them.
I think that's good.
And Mia is refusing. I feel like he needs to double down on that because
keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer.
Mia's probably looking at it like that, but I feel like she should agree to meet her and maybe it might ease her mind a little bit because you know, she shouldn't be demanding that he derail his career in some way by having, you know, asking to transfer or whatever if that's not the best move for his job.
Right. I mean, do you just lie to Mia?
No, we don't lie to Mia. Yeah, we transferred. It's fine. I don't think we do that.
or maybe you don't say
not actually.
Maybe you don't say transfer. Maybe you just say, yeah, we're I asked to not be put on the same projects as her, so we're good.
I don't think that we say something or to you Mia just say, that isn't true.
Or you just say Claire quit.
I don't think we say that either, because then if down the road she finds out, oh, there's Claire at a work thing.
You're right. That looks more suspicious. That looks more suspicious.
Exactly.
It's all right. Claire quit. Don't worry about it.
I feel like we do double down, though, in making Mia comfortable with Claire. And I feel like the first step is meeting her. Claire's got a boyfriend, too. So double date.
See, like, dinner. Maybe that's a way. Oh, gosh. I don't know, though, because that sounds like it's awkward waiting to happen with Mia shooting daggers at Claire the entire time and making the whole thing sound uncomfortable.
Okay, but I don't know. I don't see how else that we make Mia, because the whole point is trying to make Mia comfortable with Claire.
Yeah, right.
So that he doesn't have to leave his job.
Like, make them become friends somehow. Right. Okay. Yeah, it's times like this that I wish that I had like a girlfriend when I met my wife. And so, you know.
Well, why is that?
Just so I had some personal experience to draw from.
Oh, it'd be better for the future show.
It'd be better for the future radio show.
Right.
If I had the same issue where it was like, I was dating some girl and she was upset that there was this chick named Elizabeth who I worked with and, you know.
You just met, fell in love, got married, and that's it.
That's dumb. That's dumb.
It's dumb.
It's just boring. It's boring. I have a boring, had a boring life. All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. Maybe you've literally walked this same path. And if you have, I want to hear your story, okay?
Yeah.
It's group therapy. Group therapy working through Tom's situation. He's worried a coworker, Claire, is slowly ruining his relationship with his girlfriend, Mia. Mia has been cheated on. And she's kind of raising the red flags like, yo, you got to transfer. Because I don't like her. Now, look, she has got a boyfriend. He has tried to assure her every which way that there's nothing nefarious, nothing scandalous.
There's no, like, after-hours texting or secret inside jokes and, you know, everything. He stopped going to happy hours as much. Like, he's been accommodating, offered for Mia to meet Claire. She refused. Mandy says on Facebook, if she's not willing to meet her, to see if you all can come to an understanding, then there's nothing to worry about, then that's not fair for her to ask you to transfer and uproot your career. It's also not fair for you to have to not speak about your coworkers or work day either.
Mm.
Her insecurities are red flags. If she's not willing to even try to meet you halfway on this, but also maybe take note if you're talking about her more than the other coworkers, smiling weirdly about another woman, it could be subconscious for you. But if you aren't smiling when you talk about coworker Bob, why Claire?
Yeah, true.
Like, do you like Bob as much as Claire?
Now, Ashley, you're saying Claire's got to go.
Claire has to go. I was in a relationship before. Guy had a work wife. And next thing you know, like, she's side-eyeing me. And, like, it wasn't all of a sudden. It wasn't at first. It was well over a good amount of time. And next thing you know, she's in his ear telling him that I'm doing things wrong.
Oh.
And that I was not good for him. And so he starts second guessing our relationship when I had done absolutely nothing.
Oh, no.
We split up. They're together immediately.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
So in your experience, Claire is no good. She's got to go.
Absolutely. Has to go. And he cannot try to be like, oh, you should just be friends with her. She's great. Because to Mia, she's already not great. Okay, it will never be a thing.
Does it make you feel better that Claire has a boyfriend as well?
That does not make a bit of difference.
Okay.
It really doesn't. Not a husband, not a boyfriend.
Oh, girl.
It doesn't even matter.
Ashley, are you in a good place now?
I'm in a really great place right now.
Okay.
I've got a good boyfriend. He's hilarious. Gets
no work
on my nerves. Love it.
All right.
No
okay, good.
Thanks for allowing us to chat with you.
Thank you. You too. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Jessica says, I can understand being a little jealous, especially with her history of being cheated on, but I think asking you to transfer departments is too much. If you aren't talking to this woman outside of work and offered for your girlfriend to meet her, then I don't see how you're doing anything wrong. People are going to form relationships with people they work with. And if that didn't happen, I would be worried.
Man.
It is possible for a man and woman to just be friends, but maybe stop calling her your work wife.
Yeah, that's a loaded phrase, that's for sure.
Right, I think that's where we're going wrong, is that if we have referred to her as that from the get-go,
that's just my work wife.
The whole problem.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
And Ginger says, if you have nothing to hide, then you shouldn't have to switch your career around because of a coworker. I would cool down talking about Claire around your girlfriend. Mostly, again, stop calling her your work wife.
Yeah.
You can be friends with Claire in the office, but let your girlfriend be the focus when you're at home. While I agree that this is technically Mia's problem, this is also an extremely common cheating scenario. So in my opinion, it's hard to place blame all on your girlfriend if Claire is a constant subject of your conversation.
Yeah. And a lot of people are like, hey, if you transfer, then who's the next Claire that Mia is going to have a problem with type
that
of thing.
Is true.
So maybe we say to Tom, really try to work through Mia's insecurity and you know, go at it from there. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Good luck. That is, I'm just getting ready to wrap it up. We just got a message from a listener claiming to be Claire.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. The Claire? The work wife, Claire?
The subject line says, so I heard your segment this morning with the eyes emoji.
Oh.
Okay, well, this is a... Okay. Tell you what, let's get into that next. We were going to do something else, but...
Claire has entered the chat?
I was going to say, maybe we need to dive down the whole Claire's entered the chat sort of thing.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. So
hang on. I got to get a snack.
Yeah. I was going to say, hang tight. We'll give you, Claire's side of things coming up on 99.7 EJX. To catch you up real quick on the drama, Tom, our listener, worried that a coworker that he works with by the name of Claire,
quote Claire. These are all quote names.
Ruining his relationship with his quote girlfriend, Mia. Sorry, his girlfriend, quote Mia.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Mia is the actual girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like, look, everything is platonic. Everything is above the water here. Everything is good. She's just a coworker. I can't get Mia, who's been cheated on, to understand that. So we were just like, hey, outside of a few people that are like, Claire's got to go. We had many people
just
saying,
this is a Mia problem.
This is a Mia problem.
She's got to figure it out. And it sounds like that Tom's tried to do lots of different things to make her feel more comfortable. Even offered to have them meet. He stopped going to happy hours as much. There's no like late night talking. I think his biggest transgression is labeling Claire a work wife.
So then we're wrapping it up and we get a message from a listener claiming to be Claire.
Oh boy.
Subject line, so I heard your segment this morning with eyeballs.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I wasn't planning on writing in, but then I heard the segment this morning from quote Tom and well, hi, it's Claire, the Claire. Yep, that coworker.
Oh wow. Here we go.
Imagine sipping your coffee and suddenly hearing yourself get name-checked and called someone's, quote, emotional side chick on the radio before 9 a.m. Yikes.
Wait, name-checked? Did Tom put Claire in quotes, but actually that's Claire's name?
Let me clear a few things up, okay?
Okay.
I had no idea his girlfriend, Mia, had such a problem with me.
Okay.
I mean, I always suspected she wasn't my biggest fan, never came to company parties, major side eyes when I liked their photos, but this level of drama, did not see that coming.
Okay.
For the record, your guy is telling the truth. Mm-hmm. We've never crossed a line.
Okay.
We've never even been close to crossing a line. He's just one of those rare coworkers you actually like being around.
Sure.
We finish each other's thoughts during brainstorms. We send each other memes when the day sucks. And yes, we've had a drink or two after a long week. That's it. No secret hotel keys. No hidden feelings. Well, mostly.
What?
honestly, if your boyfriend can't have a friendship like that without it blowing up his relationship, that's kind of sad. No?
Mm.
That said, if Mia really feels threatened, maybe it's not about me.
Mm.
Maybe she senses something between us that he hasn't admitted yet.
What?
I've always thought we had a strong connection, but I respected the line. Still, you can only push someone away so many times before they start wondering why they're being treated like a problem for just existing.
What?
Anyway, just thought I'd chime in. I didn't ask to be the villain here, but if I'm going to wear the title, might as well show up. Work will be interesting today. The warmest of regards.
Oh, my gosh!
I don't know what kind of grenade just got tossed.
Did we just get a... Okay, I hear you, Tom. You're not you're kind of telling the truth, but maybe not telling all the... What just happened?
Is Claire making assumptions, though, that Tom has actual feelings he hasn't admitted to? I feel like that's an assumption. I don't know if Claire's correctly making that assumption, though, unless we have Tom back rolling back in saying,
Tom!
No, I don't have actual feelings for Claire.
We need to get these two on the phone.
This is...
When's work start for you guys? We got to hash this out now.
I feel like Claire's saying, like, no, but maybe, but no.
Yeah. And
kind of, right?
Wow.
I think she
just tossed a grenade.
Ashley's rolling back in on text. See?
Yeah.
She has to go. She did that on purpose, LOL.
Well, yeah, she did it on purpose.
Well, I'm sure Claire felt attacked. And she felt like she needed to chime in and say, not my fault, but maybe you need to look at your boyfriend. Like, is that what she's saying?
It sounds like she's saying that I've got a way about me that your boyfriend likes, can't resist.
But here's the thing. She says it's just one of those rare coworkers you actually like being around.
Yeah, right. So she likes him.
Can it just be that? But then she has to say no hidden feelings. Well, mostly.
Well, what does that mean, Claire?
Now I feel like you're planting little seeds.
She's
just going to keep poking the bear that is Mia. Now maybe Tom.
We need to follow up on Monday.
We need to just show up, find out where they work, and just hang out by the corner plant and just watch. Hey, Claire.
Do they have an
office ficus we can hide behind? Because that's what I want to do.
Did you sense the warmest of regards was very like...
Oh, that was sarcastic.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. She's feeling very much put on blast.
Yeah.
This isn't a, hey, I just wanted to clear some things up. There's nothing to worry about.
She's coming with fire in her eyes.
She has a little bit of venom we're spitting.
Okay.
And I don't know, again, if it's just coming from a place of feeling like she's been put as the villain in the story and needs to defend herself and like, hey, deflecting, why don't you go look at your boyfriend and he might be the root of the problem and with the hidden feeling. Are there hidden feelings?
Man.
I feel like it could just be they like hanging around. Like, of all the people in the office, they like each other the best because they seem to share a brain, get along well. It can be just that. Like, maybe Tom looks at Claire as, like, the girl version of him and vice versa. Mm. But does that mean that
does that mean he wants to see her
feelings?
Naked? No one knows.
Yeah, no, it does that. Well, it... But I feel like now Claire has planted the seed in Mia's head.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. It's all ifs and ifs and ifs and ifs and ifs right now.
And even more so now. Because I feel like, Claire, you could have rolled in and shut it down.
You could have.
Even more. But now.
Tom, we're going to start poking you. We need some answers and we've already been poking. Not that way though.
No, not that
That's
way.
That's what Tom says that hasn't happened.
The proverbial bear. We're poking bears.
Oh.
We're poking bears.
Not the old hide and poke and poke and tickle.
No, there's no poke and tickling.
They're not playing the little poke and tickle game, huh? All right.
We're making it worse now.
Claire made it worse.
She did a little bit.
Anyways, we'll follow up on Monday. All right,
Claire, you weren't being attacked. Can we just put that out there?
We'll try to follow up on Monday.
I mean, Ashley was attacking you, but that's about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck, Claire.
Wow.
Have fun at work today.
Report back. Let us know how it goes.
I don't know who I want to hear. Do we need to hear from Mia
from
now?
Everybody. We need to, hear, we need from to hear from Mia now. I think Mia needs to roll in.
Shoot. All right. All right. We'll stay on this.
Ooh.
It's 99.7 DJX. So there is this turn that's close to my neighborhood where it's one of those shared lanes, you know,
mm-hmm.
where it's, you go into it not to drive, but to turn and, you know, you're turning left and you provide a lane for the people to get around you on the right and all that stuff. It's a shared lane for oncoming traffic to use as well. But this shared lane, it turns into a full lane like just about 20 feet afterwards. So constantly people go into this lane prematurely to just drive so they can get into that real lane quicker, right?
So they're doing it wrong.
They're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
However, this is a lane that I need to use to actually turn. And so more often than not, I either can't get over because someone has been driving in that lane and traffic's backed up. And so I can't get over into that shared lane. Am I explaining this all right? Are you understanding what's happening?
What you're telling me is you experienced some road rage.
Yeah. So...
And occasionally you wish that you could express that to people.
Well, yeah, but, you know, and there was literally an instance where I get into the lane to turn and I can't just immediately get into the lane. I have to give myself at least 10, 15 feet to actually like get into the lane before my turn, right? So I get into the lane and someone is literally driving in that lane the wrong way. And they get to the part where I'm supposed to be turning and like we're at a standstill.
Like you're in my way, buddy.
I like I hold up my arms, I'm like
right.
What are you doing?
Yes.
You know, I mouth the what are you doing?
Yes. Like they understand what you mean.
They know and they know what they did too. It's right. not it's
but,
not just
but
like
do they acknowledge that like, ooh, sorry, or are they just like flipping you off?
No, they just sit there stone face.
Ah.
Until they can,
I'm not acknowledging.
Until they can get over into the other lane that they're supposed to be in.
Okay.
So, anyways, it causes a lot of frustration. But anyway,
so you have occasional road rage.
But I
and
was
you'd like to express yourself. That's what I'm hearing.
We all do.
Sure.
Am I
we
not
have
the
moments?
Am
in
I
traffic.
Not the only one? Even the purest of pure gets behind the wheel and is like, "What are you doing, you idiot?"
Right. And then if you have kids in the car, you have to be mindful that you're setting the example because we're not trying to raise a new generation of
road rage,
violent road ragers.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. For sure.
Yes.
So I got to kind of talking about, okay, what would be some nicer ways.
Alternative ways to saying you're number one with a special finger.
And one of the things that we came up with were thumbs up. Give them
a thumbs up.
Like,
yep.
You're doing great, buddy.
With the expression on her face like, uh-huh. Yeah.
Doing great. Doing great.
Yeah.
I don't know what yours are. If you have any sort of polite ways of telling someone to take a long walk off a short pier.
I have an angry grin.
An angry grin.
An angry grin.
Does anybody understand what that means?
Probably not.
Okay. See, but it's just for you.
Again, yes, it's just for me. It's an angry grin. It's like, oh, okay, hi there. I always do that. If someone pulls out in front of me, hi uh-huh. there. Hi. I'm the one riding your butt. Hi there. It's a little bit of sarcasm and anger mixed in with my happy face.
Uh-huh.
It's a sarcastic happy face.
Right.
And a little wave. Hi there. You just pulled out in front of me.
Gretchen texts in and says,
on the brakes.
I blow them kisses.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's good.
There you go. That's not bad.
That is even more infuriating than the finger, right?
Mm.
Yeah. And the sarcastic thumbs up, too. Oh. This is a good one. If you want to yell something out the window. Have the day you deserve.
I hope you have the day you deserve.
Yes, that has tone.
That does have tone, but you're not saying anything. You're just saying
you're not. No. Nope.
I like Andrew's suggestion of giving them a thumbs down.
Uh-huh.
That was bad.
Yes.
Thumbs down is good. I like that.
That is pretty good because everyone knows thumbs down is bad, right? That's something we don't like.
But you don't see it that often. This is like bad. Thumbs down.
Yeah. Angela says, I yell out the window as loud as I can. You're winning. You're winning. You're winning at life.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Have the day you deserve. I still like that.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Michelle said, watch the movie Unhinged. It will make you think twice about reacting to another driver. I think that's with Russell Crowe. That is an absolute Unhinged movie.
Oh, is it about like someone tails him and then it's all crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It is psychotic.
The classic one in the South, Bless Your Heart. Oh,
right.
Bless Your Heart. That would be less like in a car and more just like out in real life.
But like, you just got the text, the disapproval dad, side to side shame head shake. Yes, that's kind of what that is. Like a Bless Your Heart.
Yeah, Bless Your Heart.
Shaking your head like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Another one is just like, smile. Just smile.
Yep.
Just smile.
See the angry smile. That's what I'm telling you.
Don't the angry smile.
The angry smile.
It works. It works. Oh, this is funny. Say the word blank you, but with an extra word, please.
Oh, please. For the manners.
Blank you, please.
Okay.
Blank you, please.
Oh. Well, this is great. I'll pray for you.
I'll pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, these are good. Like polite ways of telling someone off who has wronged you maybe in traffic. How amusing for you. How amusing for you.
Oh, that's great.
That's not bad.
Here's another one. Just smile. They said a McDonald's worker shared that one. Don't respond. Just smile and watch the blood boil.
Yeah, we were just saying that. Yeah,
just the angry smile.
Yeah.
It's my angry smile.
All right. I still enjoy the thumbs down.
Thumbs down is a fave.
That is not good.
I
would give you a thumbs down.
Thumbs down. I do not like that.
All right. That's good stuff. It's 99.7 DJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun trophy and bragging rights. Kelly, I don't remember who won last week.
I've been on a losing streak.
Okay, losers go first. Kelly, it's you.
That is me. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
You know the one big difference between men and women?
Yes.
When a woman says, smell this, it usually smells nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like when I say, smell my finger, it's not necessarily a good smell.
No.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you call a woman standing in the middle of a tennis court?
What do you call a woman standing in the middle of a tennis court?
A net.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I'm looking for someone to brush their teeth with me every morning.
Okay.
Because my dentist says that brushing alone won't prevent cavities.
Ah. Hey, Kelly, what do you call a movie about uncooked potatoes?
What do you call a movie about uncooked potatoes?
Mashin' Impossible. Dun, dun,
it would be
dun,
more
dun,
difficult.
Dun, dun,
yeah. Dun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You gotta cook them first. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Ben, me and my husband watched 4 movies back to back last night.
Oh.
Thankfully, I was the one facing the TV.
Oh. Got it.
I enjoyed it more.
I bet you did. Hey, Kelly, for her birthday, I took my wife to the orchard to look at apple trees for about a half an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the right kind of Apple Watch.
Not the right kind at all.
Nope.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Changed all my passwords to Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Now I have all Kenny logins. Halfway to the danger zone.
Thank you for explaining who that is.
Yeah, just in case you didn't know.
Kelly, Easter hack.
Yeah?
If you hide 28 eggs this weekend but tell your kids they're 30... get a little nap time.
You can nap. That is a genius life hack. Try that. Try that.
Go.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
A fortune teller told me I'd suffer awful heartbreak in about 12 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So to cheer myself up, I bought a puppy.
Oh. Hey, Kelly, I saw a guy in the lobby at work here, and he asked me, what's the fastest way to get downtown? I was like, are you walking or driving? He was like, driving.
Said, yeah, that's the fastest way.
That is absolutely the fastest way. Yeah, it's going to take you a lot longer if you're walking.
It will.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Just helped my neighbor bury a rolled up carpet in the woods.
Okay.
Her boyfriend would have done it, but he's out of town.
Oh, out of town, is he? Interesting. Interesting. A little murdery. I kind of like that.
Go bury him in Blackwater.
Helen! Helen! No one gets that except you and me.
Exactly.
No one does. It's just that one was just for Kelly and I.
Yep.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
Who?
Yep. Wow, Kelly.
Yep.
That was
classic. Classic. Walk me right into that one. Uh-huh. Classic. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Hackers get a bad rap.
Okay.
For like stealing people's money.
Yeah.
They could be heroes.
Okay.
If they would just delete everyone's mortgages, bad credit, and loans.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They would. Hey, Kelly, I dated a girl once.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's not the joke.
Oh.
Kelly, I dated a girl once.
Yeah?
Kept trying to freeze my penis. It's all right. We eventually broke it off.
Ouchie. Ouchie. What is happening? Why?
Kelly, you can't see pictures. You can't see pictures. It's a very embarrassing thing I don't want to even talk about anymore.
Is that the grinder's freezer?
That's what happened in the grinder's freezer. All right, so you laugh, you lose. I don't know who won that one. We both kind of laughed at the same time, so we'll call that a draw. All right. That's you laugh, you lose on 99.7 DJX. It's been a minute since we've had a stupid fact of the day. You ready for one?
Okay, let's do some learning.
Now listen, this isn't necessarily fact yet, but it was so interesting I couldn't avoid it. And yes, it involves one of my favorite topics, space.
Of course it does.
Now you would think that the Blue Origin flight that just happened would have been the biggest space story of the week. Nay-nay.
Nay-nay?
Nay-nay.
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 Okay.
There's a planet called K2-18b.
K2-18b?
K2-18b.
Is it in our solar system?
124 light years away.
Oh, well, that feels far.
They think aliens exist on this planet.
Awesome.
So we may have just found, thanks to the James Webb Telescope, the most promising signs of life on another planet.
Did we, like, see?
So here's the thing.
Waving back at us?
No.
Okay.
They're suspecting the entire planet could have been like one big ocean teeming with life under the sea type of thing. That's what they're thinking, right? What they did detect were a couple sulfur-based compounds. Well, here, I'll let the experts talk about it real quick.
K2-18b is a giant ocean-covered planet about 120 light years away.
We have found signs of biosignature molecules, either DMS or DMDS or both, of which are produced uniquely by life here on Earth.
The big find? Two compounds in K2-18b's atmosphere that here on Earth come primarily from tiny microbes in our ocean.
There you go. Look at that.
Wow. We found microbes.
Yes. Yeah, that's
we
a big
found
deal.
Microbes in space.
Clear. Scientists are not claiming aliens are out there.
Right.
Oh.
Not yet.
Not yet.
This is a monumental discovery. It is very important, but we also have to be extremely cautious. We also want to do more theoretical and observational studies to make sure that there is absolutely no other way we can make this molecule without life.
Yeah. So they're basically saying we found these molecules, but we need to figure out if there's any other way that these molecules could exist outside of there actually being life on that planet.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Aren't molecules real small?
Yeah, I think so.
Aren't they real small?
Right.
We like look at them.
Oh, are you saying how is a telescope going to see a molecule?
Yes. Like 128 what light years away? How many?
124 light years away.
124 light years away. How are we seeing that?
Well,
that
listen,
far away.
That's why I said this is not quite a stupid fact of the day yet.
Oh, okay.
It's most likely they're thinking that this, by the existence of these two things, which you're right, are very small, and they're not exactly sure how the telescope found that.
Is this working?
I don't know. Okay, so maybe that's the whole reason this is the stupid fact. Because we don't know yet.
Okay.
But this was big in the world of space. Bigger than the Blue Origin flight that took Katy Perry, Gayle King, and others up.
Right.
For a little round trip 10-minute adventure.
Probably took them longer than 11 minutes to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's your little stupid fact of the day here.
Wow.
Yeah, microbes.
Well, do you think they're going to start sending Blue Origin flights to go check it out a little bit further?
Maybe that's next.
124.
What is it?
Light years away.
All right. I think Matthew McConaughey would be ready to go.
Yes.
Interstellar. Let's rock and roll, buddy.
Let's do it. Although I think in that movie it took him a while.
Yeah, and he cried, and it was very sad.
He did, and he missed his kid's life.
Yeah,
so
basically.
That's not good.
So anybody who wants to be in Matthew McConaughey's place, then, you know, sign up for that.
Okay.
Look at us throwing that out there like that's even an option. That's not an option yet, but anyways.
But marine microbes, 124 light years away. Exciting discovery.
I'm so happy that you take such interest in my interests. Let's get to a setting the bar story, Kelly.
It's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you, or all of the above.
Yeah, all of the above on this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting barfed on when you're on an airplane, or barfing on an airplane, you're doing okay. Now, her name is Noella. She was on a flight from D.C. to New York. It's not a long flight. And they literally were almost getting ready to land, and then she smelled it. In fact, someone had to tell her that the gentleman behind barfed on her. Here's her TikTok.
A girl next to me and myself just got projectile vomited on a Delta flight. Not a long flight at all, but it was a little bit bumpy because of some rainy weather. We were literally minutes away from landing. It smelled like someone had burped, and it smelled like beer.
Ew, gross!
And I had my headphones in. I was listening to music really loudly, so like I did not hear this man vomit. The girl sitting next to me taps on my arm, and I look at her. She points at me, and I realize I have this man's vomit all over my left side. It was on my jacket, it was on my shirt, it was everywhere.
Yeah, that's such a bad situation. Delta helped her clean it up once they landed and gave her some sky miles. But not only now is the guy embarrassed for getting sick in public, but now he's being called out on TikTok, and you just feel bad for everyone all around.
Well, that is awful. I mean, maybe it came on so fast he didn't have time to reach
for the barf bag. Maybe not. I know. I mean, we've all been there. I remember we were on an international flight. We were in the air for a long time. We're talking like 8 hours, and we landed. And we get up and everybody kind of stands up, and I look over and I see my daughter, and she was just white in the face. And I get her a barf bag and I hand it over to her, and immediately right as she got it, she was able to get sick. So, I mean, it's happened to all of us, but man, that stinks.
That's bad.
Yep.
Anyway, you slice it. I feel so awful.
I know. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without either barfing or getting barfed on while you're on an airplane, you're doing okay.
Oh, it's bad enough to barf, but when you barf on someone.
I know. So bad. That's your Setting the Bar story. Just in case you needed a reminder of who Tate McRae was there on 99.7 DJX, as it was, we just said, announced that she is going to be the first ever female collaboration with Morgan Wallen on his album, I'm the Problem, which is coming out May 16th. So
unexpected, but excited to hear it.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to hear what they cook up on 99.7 DJX. So we already know that Shaboozey is going to be in town next week or in a couple weeks for Derby festivities and things like that.
Sure.
We're now learning some of the others that are going to be in town, like Simone Biles.
That's fun.
Yeah, she'll be here, and she's actually going to be doing the Riders Up for Derby. She'll get to be there in the paddock and say riders up and do all that. That'll be cool. The Grace Potter, she's a Grammy nominated singer. She's going to be performing the national anthem before the Derby. And then
way before the Derby.
Yeah, like 5 o'clock, and the Derby typically runs like 6:30, 6:45, something like that. Yeah, something like that. But then, you know, you've got some of the normal people who are going to be in, like the Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi.
Yes.
The J.D. Shelburns. Yes. The now, Young Gravy. You may remember him. You remember he covered Never Gonna Give You Up? He covered that. And well, he remixed it, I guess, for himself. He sampled it. Okay. But he's a rapper, and so he's going to be in. So ladies who might be in the cougar category, watch out, because he likes himself a cougar.
Oh, okay.
Am I right?
All right. That's an exciting list so far.
Exciting list so far. All right. Getting bigger and better than ever, right?
Yeah.
All right. It's 99.7 DJ X. I always hear you ate the whole damn log.
Yes.
I feel like that's what she says. Or tasty. I know it's not what she says, but whatever. It's 99.7.
That's now forever how it's going to sound in my head, too. Thank you.
Yeah. I ate the whole damn log. Like, I'm thinking cheese log, not like a...
Probably cheese
not,
log.
Not with, like, bark or anything. Let's not be ridiculous.
Right. Let's not... She's not eating sticks.
No. It's 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly. We had quite the drama this morning. So
I feel like when we were supposed to help fix it, we might have made it worse.
We might have just stirred the pot. Well, to be fair, we're just the messengers.
Right. We were the innocent bystanders, really.
So Tom rolls in first off and just says, hey, I've got a work wife problem where my girlfriend doesn't like my work wife. And
but there's nothing like shady happening, legit. She's just a buddy. There's no like inappropriate texting. I've kind of stopped going to happy hours with work people just to make her feel better. All the things wanted them to meet. Girlfriend says no.
Yeah. And so we kind of like, we're like, all right, this is what you should do. You know, get your girlfriend on board. We're wiping our hands with it. Then work wife enters the chat.
And she's a little salty.
She's a little salty for being called out.
Yeah, and she felt a little put on blast.
And she doesn't necessarily ease everybody's minds.
No, she could have shut it down. I feel like she had an opportunity to fully shut it down. And I don't feel like she shut it down. I feel like she poured a little gas on the flames.
She said, yeah. She was like, you know what? I'll give you something to worry about.
She said something about no hidden feelings, mostly.
Yeah, what does
mostly mean?
No hidden feelings, well, mostly.
Like I don't
And then she starts to throw Tom under the bus, I believe.
Yes! Like, so, almost insinuating Tom might actually have some feelings, which is what me and a girlfriend was all worried about in the first place.
So then ends it by saying, work will be interesting today.
Uh-huh. Warmest of regards.
Yeah, right? So we're going to try our best to follow up with one or two or both, or who knows, maybe we'll hear from Mia on Monday. I don't know, but...
She is the one we haven't heard from yet.
Right. We're going to try our best to follow up and give you some update on Monday on 99.7 DJX. So... I know, right? I like that. I like it. A little drama for your weekend, right? So catch up on any of, you know, the group therapies that you may have missed on the podcast at WDJX.com. Tap listen. Let's see what else.
Well, have a great Easter weekend. Can't wait to see all your picks in your Easter best.
Yeah. I was like,
Easter egg hunts and all the fun.
I was thinking, I never took a photo of me clogging the Pope's toilet when I was at the Vatican. But I was thinking...
Oh, that's the direction we went. I thought you were going to be like, oh, I never really post family pictures of us in our Sunday best. But you went for the clogging the Pope's toilet?
Yeah, yes.
That's
but
lane we went in.
I'm telling you why! I was going to say, typically, we're not necessarily together. My family's not necessarily together for Easter because my wife has gigs and she plays gigs on Easter.
There are Easter gigs?
Yeah.
At bars?
No, not at bars. She plays classically, too. So she.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So
at bars.
I was real confused.
You obviously have never been. You've obviously never
in bars, does she not? That's typically where she plays,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No. Okay. But what I was going to say is maybe we'll have to offer up a picture of the fam when we were there in the Vatican, you know, in the Holy Land, so to speak.
Yes.
So, yeah. Anyways.
That would be great. Is this going to be post or pre clogging the toilet?
I don't remember when that happened. I don't know. This is, can't you see the expression on Ben's face? It's post. It's post. All right. So however you enjoy the weekend, please do. And yeah, like I said, we'll try to follow up on Monday with all the good stuff. All right.
So much. All right. Have a great weekend.
All right. Talk to you Monday.
Bye-bye.